Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have the ball more. I'm not saying, again, you're not taking quick strikes. But he wants to run clock, and the way to run clock is to run the ball.
Okay. I'm going E40, just real quick, Dibs, with choices. If you have that home run ability,
yep,
you determine which way you want to do it. If you want to strike fast, you want to hand the ball off, you want to chew clock, they don't have that right now, Dibs. All they have is 13 or 15 play drives for what we hope to get a touchdown. And that becomes one-dimensional. And that's why Green Bay's defense last night, they looked mean, because they knew there was no reason that they weren't going to get thrown over the top. And I hate that. That's just me, but everything's in front of you because you know the guy is not going to push it downfield.
But even if you have Lance in and Garoppolo out, you still don't have the personnel to push it downfield. You don't have that take-the-top-off guy that Steiny so likes to opine about. Debo is a possession guy. He's unbelievable. George Kittle is probably your best deep threat matchup, and you took a shot and you threw a pick, and you're not going to go to Sanu. Sanu's more of a possession guy. Your roster's not built to get vertical and light people up. The whole thing is built upon 30 rushes a game, 34 minutes of TOP, time of possession, and give your defense a chance to defend on a long field. Well, you didn't do that early. You fell behind. Garoppolo got you in the end zone twice in the fourth. Your defense needed to make one play of the final two, and they didn't make either one. You lose.
Yeah.
Hearing you talk, Stoddy, hearing Dibs describe it like that, I wonder what Garoppolo and this offense would do against their defense, this current state of their defense. Like, I could see Debo going deep, Stoddy. I could see Ayuk or Sherfield on a – we didn't even see him yesterday, but on a deep route. And they're throwing flags left and right.
I had him going 9-8, guys, this year.
Yeah.
So – and they're still on an 11-win pace, essentially. They're still, you know, they're looking at 10-5 with two games to go if you want to play that game. So
yeah, just one quick update, guys. We've been talking about Josh Norman's injury and mentioning it as a, quote, pec injury. It's actually bruised lungs with tissue damage. He was reportedly taken to the hospital after spitting up blood. This, according to Ian Rappaport, he's dealing with two bruised lungs and tissue damage, which may have caused internal bleeding, and tests are ongoing. He does hope to play next week, but, I mean, these guys are so
– they're crazy.
Seriously.
Remember that hit on Adams that kept him out from the first down? I wonder if it happened then. He would – him and – I forget who else was with him, but they crunched Adams on that one. I wonder if that – ooh, Steiny, internal bleeding.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd get one of those for internal bleeding, but wow. I guess you have to. Yes, Kyle.
Pro athletes are insane.
They're pro
internal
football
bleeding,
players are absolutely
tissue damage,
positively
bruised lungs.
Crazy.
I'm suiting up next week, Coach. Put me in.
Just put some
dirt
on
with you,
it.
Kyle. I'm with you, Kyle. Pro football players are they ain't
incredible.
Right.
I stub my
right.
toe and I start seeing how much sick pay I have.
Seriously, head cold. I'm out 3 days. Meanwhile, you got Brooks Koepka F-bombing a rules official because he might hurt his wrist because the ball's in a bush and the lie. I mean, shout out the Ryder Cup for the win, but yeah. American sportsmanship took a huge step back with the Koepka kerfuffle.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Neff. And the Shanahan nod. Dude, how was LaFleur your buddy and you did that? Stoudy, I didn't like that. He just, I didn't win.
What do you want from him, Goon?
Man, that's your boy, man. Just tip the cap to your dog, even if he tried to go get your quarterback. But I just, that's it. And then you're going to, real quick, you're going to toy with us and troll us and say Jimmy was stellar?
No, he didn't say stellar.
No. He was great. No. What adjective was it? It was great.
Really good. He said really, really good.
Yeah, and Goo, if you lose,
really off. Okay.
If you lose to one of your buddies in Madden, you probably have less of a handshake than what Shanahan and LaFleur did. So I give him a pass, a competitive loss pass.
Yeah, I agree. Neff's in Santa Clara. He's going to stay positive, just like me on this team. What's up, Neff?
What?
Yeah, fine.
How's it going, Steiny? I love this show. You guys are great, but I'm a Raider fan here, and I'm just going to say, Can we calm it down for the Niner fan? You guys are in an okay, I think, great situation. You have a great situation in where you have a Trey Lance and a Jimmy G, where Jimmy G has already took you to the Super Bowl, and Trey Lance looks like a super up-and-coming young QB. That's a great situation to have. Don't turn it into a bad, controversial situation, guys. Come on. And second of all, you're playing the Packers, in which, is anybody going to be surprised if they make it to the NFC Championship this year? No, we're not going to be surprised. So, Niners, you might get your chance back at the Packers in the NFC Championship. But all I'm going to say is I'm going to take a page out of Aaron Rodgers' book and say, relax, Niner fans, all right? You guys are going to be okay. And this one's for you, Dibs. I will listen to your comments after I hang up the phone on the radio. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that. It's my job. Giving it to them off the air is always tough for me, especially if I don't have their phone number. I get smoke signals, carrier pigeon, whatever. But
Hey, Dan, did we?
Yeah, what's up, brother? I think I am relaxed. I don't know if I'm necessarily as positive as you, Steiny, but I don't think that Garoppolo is the problem. That defensive secondary, to me, is the biggest issue. And, let's say Josh Norman's unable to play through Bruce Lungs. I mean, if he's unable to play.
Suck it up.
Seriously. I mean, you look at their.
Dude, that was a hit, man.
Yeah. Their cornerback situation, though, is sparse. Yeah.
So, Steiny, what do you say to your partner, both of you, about what we talked about in the green room? Maybe this team, Ayuk, should have been a cornerback. And maybe they went receiver when maybe they didn't have to. Maybe this team was yearning. They should have went and invested in a cornerback as opposed to receiver. Are you looking at me now through the Zoom like, oh, now you have really lost it? Or do you think there's some validity to that?
Hypotheticals.
That's
hypothetical.
Thank you.
And they look like crap across
against
the board.
Rutgers. Yeah, Harbaugh.
They won, though, right?
Yeah.
They got
not if
that
you
out.
Bet on them. Not if they bet on them. But anyway, go ahead. Minus Man. 20, yeah.
Pablo's in L.A. What's up, Pablo?
Yo, what's up? So what I kind of realized from Shanahan afterwards, maybe I didn't listen to it perfectly, but I just feel like he doesn't take any, accountability as for making mistakes. Yes, he draws out what happened, but he doesn't really call it a mistake or something he could have done differently, especially with the timing after this game. I didn't really hear much about, his ideas behind that, and I feel because of that, I feel like he has like this demeanor where it's just like, oh well, yeah, we'll get better, and I get that, yes, but for a certain extent, like I said, the timing yesterday, that's just, you're getting paid how much, and you miss that something that you say that it's what did Garoppolo say, timing is always on his mind, apparently not yesterday, but yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call. Let's take a listen to this. One of these Kyle Shanahans. This is where Spadone should Shanahan on how the mistakes cost the team.
I think we got to play a lot better than we did. I mean, just some of the mistakes that we made, especially early in the game in the first half, especially on third down in some critical situations. I think what you guys saw there at the end, just getting back into the game, shows some of the players we have on our team. I thought there were some great individual efforts of guys just making unbelievable plays that got us in and gave us a chance to win that game. But some mistakes that we made throughout the game, you don't win a lot of football doing that, and that's what we got to clean up.
See, I kind of get what Pablo was saying, and Shanahan does that. He'll say, and then on that play, Jimmy obviously got hit, and then he ended up throwing the ball backwards, and It's like, yeah, I know, we saw that. That's you're not a play-by-play guy. Tell us why. Yeah. So I kind of get what he's saying there.
Well, he did tell you why. And, you know, it was supposed to be a quick screen, and the running back got held up. And by the time Jimmy G turned around, the defensive player was right there, and he ended up throwing it backwards. I mean, that's what more do you want from him? The play was set up to be a little play action and then that quick dump down screen, but the running back wasn't there. The defensive player was on top of Jimmy, and he just got caught between two actions. Do I throw it away, or do I swallow it and take the sack? And unfortunately, he was halfway through throwing it away, and he tried to bring it back, and that's when he threw it behind him.
Yeah. Tough loss for the San Francisco 49ers. Just a couple seconds away from being 3-0. Instead, they're 2-1. All right, coming in next, you know who it is. It's our very favorite, Lorenzo Neal. It's time for Lunchtime with Lowe on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stymie, Guru, and Dibs, featuring Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State, on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's bring him on. Lorenzo Neal, 17 years in the NFL's fullback, and he joins us every Monday at 12:18. Hey, Lo, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys, good. Just watched a hell of a game last night. I know you guys watched that as well. What an exciting game, you know? Tell of two halves, and didn't look great early, but I'll tell you right now, Niners, they showed some heart, showed you they could fight, but unfortunately, at the end of the game, just too much Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, too much time for Aaron Rodgers is the way I would go ahead and throw that in there as well. Lo, what did you make of the endgame sequence where Jimmy Garoppolo snaps it with 12 on the clock? I know Juszczyk did what you fullbacks do, which is hunt the end zone, and I'm happy he was able to get in there. But did you think they should have or could have managed the clock a little bit better?
They could have, and you looked at it and you say, man, you're going down, you need a touchdown, and got to make the extra point, of course, to win the game. So when you get down there, you're like, okay, I'm not going to necessarily leave Aaron Rodgers over a minute. You look at 30 to 40 seconds, you say, okay, we're going to kick the ball off, hopefully pin them deep, and play a soft coverage, but also just know you're going to play sticks, and you know you're going to tackle guys. They had no timeouts. You keep guys in bounds. And they did that. You saw a linebacker on our team that everyone loves. You say, hey, he's the heartbeat of the team. If he drops back two more feet, he bats that ball down, and that's not completed in the middle of the field for 30, 40 yards. The defense has to get better. They got to get better, not just playing prevent, but just better playing zone. Make sure that you take those windows away. Those were two plays, guys, that if they would have had to run four plays, you know, or five plays, they don't make it. If you give up 10 yards of play, you sit there and say, we got to play sticks, and we're going to allow 10 yards of play, this game was over. So I'm not putting this on the offense. I know, look at Jimmy G, and you think about the clock management. I know you said too much time for Aaron Rodgers. No. No timeouts left. You need to win that game. You got to put this one on the defense in spite of how the offense started the game.
Lo, and that was my next question. I'm trying to be rational. Jimmy was Jimmy. I told the guys, and I still don't think it was good. But last week in Philly, the defense got hit with a 91-yard pass reception, and because of good luck, you didn't give up 7 points. And I believe had Jalen Hurts been more polished, they could have done more and had more points. But they didn't. But last night, forget the secondary, Lo. I'm shocked that the D-line didn't get home. And D'Amico Ryans, where was the blitz? What did you make of just, his play calling or their lack of, Lo? Because I'm up here worried about the Niners moving forward if they're not going to get home. That didn't look like Robert Saleh's defense last night.
Well, I think a great point that you're making, but you have to also look at the content of who you're playing and look at their opponent. You're playing Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks. When it's all said and done, we know this guy's going to be a top 10 quarterbacks or even higher because what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do in his illustrious career. But if you think about what you saw there, you would have liked those guys to drop deeper. You would have liked for those guys to have their, play better defense and not allow them to score with that least of time. But I think if you look at this run defense that everyone's talking about how how critical and how great the Niners' run defense can be. The first week in week one, you saw the Niners' run defense. They gave up some yards on the ground. They have to get better. They got to win dibs on first and second down. You saw last night Green Bay was in third and three, third and two, and they could do anything that they would like to do. They could run our pass. And I know guys say, oh, my God, well, that defense got to hunt. They got to do more on that pass rush. But you have to realize Aaron Rodgers is backing up. It's a timing play, 1-2-3 dip, goo, and he's letting the ball fly. So it was a situation where timing pattern, yes, they could have been better. But Aaron Rodgers, he's pretty prolific. You know how he is with the ball. Gets out of his hand quick, wearing down those guys. And at the end of the game, you could see that the pass rush wasn't there. But a lot of it, guys, was due to the fact that Green Bay was able to run the ball with consistency and control the clock and beat that front up.
And the ball came out of his hand so quick, too, low, to where even when you started to feel like you were getting close to getting home, he was throwing it out too quick. Davante Adams,
right.
they played so much man-to-man out of against Davante Adams. I can't remember where he went to college. I guess I have to Google that. But
when I say Frez, you say no. Frez, no.
There we go, baby. No. And by the way, double congrats to you on being a nominee again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Hopefully
O'Neal.
You'll get closer. And also, your numbers getting retired at Fresno State, Big Daddy. Deuce.
Yes, guys, but I didn't come on to talk about necessarily Fresno State and the great
Devontae. I just wanted to throw you a quick bone. It sounds better coming from me.
Take a compliment. I knew it was coming.
Why can't they double Davante Adams or at least give safety help?
Yeah, you know what, guys? This is something we talked about last week. I said you need to roll the coverage to this guy. You got to roll the coverage to him to make sure you take him away sometimes out of the game. But this is what they did. Green Bay said, okay, let's move him around. And not just move him, but let's look at how we can get 4 and 5 wides on the field. So now you're going to have a hard time necessarily doubling and moving guys. Because when they go in motion, like for instance, when you saw the touchdown, Davante Adams going in motion. When he comes in motion, Guru, in dibs, you see the corner or the safety, whoever's on him, they're going in motion with him, and all of a sudden he stops and he comes back. So that DB's already moving. Now you have a receiver outside of him, so he pushes up the corner that's guarding the one receiver, and now you have that DB that's trailing have to run the hump. It's so hard to cover when you're playing man-to-man, and that's what Green Bay did a great job of, is saying, okay, they want to play man-to-man. We're going to move Davante Adams, hide him behind, let him come in like he's coming across the line of scrimmage, but then motioning back, he goes, returns back to where he's going. Now the receiver that's in front of him pushes up. Now if the DB comes underneath, he can't be right. If he runs over the top, he can't be right. It puts a lot of pressure. The Niners in this defensive staff is going to say, okay, when we see motion, we either got to box that, we got to say get wider. So that means the DB that's lined up on the receiver that's trying to push him wide, he's got to widen, because he then has to take Davante Adams. They didn't do a great job passing things off, especially when it came to man and knowing where they're playing man or zone. They have to get better in their pass coverages.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every Monday at 12:18. Yeah, Goo, go ahead.
Lo, you're always honest with your takes, and I want you to be honest here. When the gun went off at halftime and Trey Lance came in and ran it in for the touchdown, what did you think about the Niner quarterback situation, or did you?
No, I did say this, Goo. When I saw that, I was like, great. Because you motioned, you had three guys to the opposite side. Trey Lance, you saw the Trey Lance coming. You knew when he came in there was going to be some type of run. The Niners did a great job. They pulled the backside or front side tackle, so he pulled out into space. They had a hat on a hat, and you said, Trey, you're going to have to beat one guy with your speed. So this is the sum of the package that they have to get in and have to get better. But they're going to have to go on RPO, too, with Trey being able to pass or run and take some shots. And he's just got to know where to go with the ball, because when you look at this team, it's going to take some explosive plays, because we see now that the NFL is constantly changing dibs, and you're not going to have a defense that's going to shut down people down. Look no further than Tampa Bay, one of the best defenses in football. But now we see Matthew Stafford, when he has the ball, even though they got a dynamic pass rush, if this quarterback can get the ball out of his hands and he's that good with the ball, it's too hard for guys to sack him, because he's too good good of a quarterback. He knows where his pressure is, and that's how Aaron Rodgers is. So you're going to have to do a better job offensively, having more chunk plays, more explosive plays, and you're going to have to score, because if you think it's just going to be defense that are winning games now because the way offense are designed, it's too hard and it's too much to ask of them.
It seems like the Niners aren't built for chunk plays right now, though, Lo, because the offensive line was getting pushed around by the Packers front yesterday. You can't run the ball because you don't have a true featured back that you can use. And so all of your dink and dunk stuff is getting taken away. How do the 49ers go about getting some chunk plays in the pass game?
Well, I'll tell you what, the 49ers, Dibs, I think that's one of the great best questions you can ask today, because of the fact I watched this running game, and when Kyle Juszczyk is almost throwing your feature back, you got problems. When Kyle Juszczyk has to be your feature receiver, I'm just being real, not because he's not a good player, but his job is to be a great blocker. His job is to be a great facilitator, help pick up things and do things. When you have him have to go in and play underneath center, which is good. I like that play. But now you have to run. He has to run the ball on a consistent basis. What do you truly have? The Niners, if they want to get what we all believe that this team is possible, capable of, I'm telling you right now, guys, that running back's not on that roster right now. I'm telling you right now, he's not on that roster, because this team, we all said it, and Steiny, I know you're the guy who said, Jimmy G carried him to the Super Bowl. That's my point. The running game, Steiny carried him to the Super Bowl. That's what this team is.
And get
you
back
always would say, Steiny, am I wrong? Well, correct me, Steiny.
Steiny,
are you not the...
I never said Garoppolo led the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Come on.
Uh-oh, let him go, deal.
Tell him, Daddy.
He just happened to be the quick. Garoppolo's fine. He's okay. I want to get back to the running back situation.
But that's my point. He's not fine then. So if you're saying he's fine, I'm telling you he's not, because he has to have a prolific running game in order for Jimmy G to become the quarterback that you say can be fine. Then that's going to be predicated on how good this Dorn running game is, Steiny. That's the point that I'm making. So, yes, Jimmy will be fine if he has a good running game. If Jimmy doesn't have a good running game, Jimmy be nimble and Jimmy quick. But Jimmy ain't going to be able to jump over the damn candlestick. I don't know what you're talking about. He's going to be fine.
Was he fine 2 years ago?
The running game was Steiny. I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to be rude.
You got the wrong guy. You just picked the wrong guy out of the police lineup. I don't know why you're coming down here or coming down my road. I wasn't anywhere near the scene of the crime. Jeez. No, Garoppolo.
Please.
Whatever. And when I say Garoppolo's fine, I mean he's average. He's okay. I agree with you. Talk about the running game. You said the running back's not there, meaning, and that's kind of the whole thing with Shanahan. I think there's a lot of people, maybe me included to some degree, and maybe it's the perception because it's how they treat the running back position. But Shanahan makes it seem like, you put anybody back there and they're going to be able to do damage, and you're saying, not necessarily so.
Yes, the only reason I'm saying that, Steiny, I'm saying if this team wants to be a Super Bowl caliber team, and I can tell you that they are, but they're not now. They're not now because they don't have the running game to make the engine go. See, the running game in the San Francisco 49ers, when you have a dominant running game, you very rarely see teams sit back and play two safeties deep. So, Steiny, when you play two safeties deep, that means that you got five offensive linemen, you got five defensive linemen in the box, you got three linebackers, you can put a hat on a hat when you're playing too deep. And that's what running teams can run the ball all night long. Did you see the way Green Bay, when they're playing two safety deeps, Green Bay said we're committed to the run. The Niners got to get better on the stop and the run. When you guys start watching football, watch when you see two safety deep on early downs, you'll see teams start running the ball more consistency against two deep. If you can run ball with two deep, you should be able to win ball games, because two deep safeties, ask the great LaDainian Thompson when San Diego, you go pull up some tape and you watch when teams play two safeties deep, it was a field day. We absolutely motorboated them, Steiny. So when you look at this team and look what the Niners can do, and that's why I say Jimmy's good, but Jimmy's not in good shape for situation, because if this running game doesn't win on first and second down and get ahead of the sticks and put them in third and two or three or shorter, then this team is not going to be fine. Yes, Jimmy can win you a game or two here, but I'm talking about consistency. What is going to make this team different? If we all talked about it, it's the running game. But right now, when you lost Raheem Mostert, who is one of the better backs in this league, unfortunately, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Sure.
You lost a big chip, and you lost a big piece, Dibs, to your offense.
So if you can't get to the edge, which it doesn't seem like any of the current backs can you run zone scheme inside the tackles? Can you alter the way you run the football with the way you like to normally do things?
You have to try, Dibs, and you got to continue to try. But you saw last night, Debo ran the ball, what, five or six times. You even saw, you know, Kittle get a handoff. Why? Because what is that telling you? What does that tell you, Steiny? It tells you that Coach Shanahan doesn't believe that the running backs can run with the conviction that he needs in order to win and stay ahead of the sticks. So that's why he gave the ball to his playmakers via Kittle, you know, Debo. But this is not a consistently what you can do week in and week out. You have to have a guy that can run the ball, get to the perimeter, run in between the tackles, and do those things. And that's what the Niners were able to do that kept so many teams honest, that got them out of playing two safeties deep and playing a single safety deep and have to bring the safety down in the box. And now you can have a field day in the pass game, because now the running backs and the linebackers and the safety, that's the extra guy that's in the box, he sees play action. Now he's got to honor the run, and now the DB down, the receivers and tight ends and running backs, they can be past him, and now he's got to turn his back again to get back deep. So when you're playing single safety high, it puts a lot more pressure on the safety. It puts a lot more pressure on the linebackers and stuff to, after they read run, and then when they realize it's not run, now they got to get back and cover. So that's what made the Niners game, the zone scheme, so prolific.
Wow. Lo, I got to ask you this, and me and Dibs have been going at it this morning. Listen, I know Ayuk has not been perfect this season, but I look at his skill set, and a lot of it is based off of last year. But, Lo, Neil, you played the game. You can't tell me he's not a vertical threat. And I know he's not being used that way, but when you look at Ayuk, are you telling me he's not? Because Div says, you know what, I don't think he is. And I'm saying, hell yes, he is. Can you help us out? How do you view him?
You know what? I have to continue to watch Ayuk and continue to see this guy's growth. I think that he can be a vertical threat. I think that it's all predicated due on timing. Is Jimmy Z the type of guy to say 1-2-3 and let the ball go, and you've seen the long ball? How many times yesterday, guys, did you see him playing man-to-man coverage in Fresno State Finest, Davante Adams lined up, and Guru and Dibs, you knew it. It was 1-2-3, and Aaron Rodgers would hit him with the back shoulder, and the corner be right on him. Do you guys see that from our offense?
No.
That's what Aaron Rodgers does. It's so unique, and that's why, Guru, you're saying, what about the pass rush? They knew that they wasn't going to be able to hold up, so it was 1-2-3, and you knew that he said, I can win. And that means Davante Adams was going to win, and Aaron Rodgers knew that he was going to win, so he would let the ball go, and bam, right when they turn around, the ball was there. The Niners aren't built that way, and I don't know if they have the guys that are capable of making that happen, and that's just not who they are.
So, though, when you look at their need to run the ball, and you say that the running back is not there right now, it might be somebody new next week, can they get into some Trey Lance packages to make that the way they run the football? I know you were talking about RPOs before, but can they use Lance as just a straight QB runner, at least in the short term, to try to offset their running woes?
Let me tell you something, Dibs. They have to. Because what you just said, you have to say, who else can come in the game right now and make sure or give our running game a little boost? And that's Trey. Now you can have Trey Lance, you know, fake the ball in the middle. The linebacker's got to bring it. He's got to honor the run. And that's when you pop Kittle down in the middle of the field. Boom. Popped up 10 yards, 15 yards. That's when you play action. Boom. Look, Kittle's going to be in the middle. Now the safety's going to come down cheat with the linebacker. He's going to come down and cheat. And then you got to run that seam with Ayuk right behind it. Yes, you have to bring in a guy now, Trey Lance. You're going to see more Trey. I guarantee you guys, if the running game continues to be a problem, they can't get to the outside and do the things they can do, I'm telling you right now, Trey Lance's playbook and him getting on the field is going to increase dramatically. I'm telling you, mark it down, Dibs, Guru, Steiny, put it on your little playlist right now. record this, Trey Lance will play more if this running game continue to struggle, no question.
Well, let me ask you to be a little more specific, because if, let's say hypothetically, so you're telling me that if the 49ers can't get any run, you know, get good running from their running backs, that you're going to have to change the quarterback position? Or are you saying you can put Trey Lance at times in the backfield?
No, I think it's going to be a situation that you don't necessarily trade the quarterback, trade out. You are going to switch the quarterbacks. Jimmy still would be throwing the ball, getting a lot of plays in, but I'm just telling you that Trey Lance will start throwing the ball like 10 to 15 times a game, because now you're going to be in a situation where Trey Lance can ride the running back into the line, and now coach is going to give him easy reads. Go look at some RG3 tape when RG3 was with the Washington Football Club back in the day. You watch what they did. They simplified it with a good running game, but then he was doing the RPOs with the ball wasn't handed off. He was hitting the guy that was coming right in front of him. If the safety got nosy and stuck his head down, he would hold on to the ball and throw it over the top. You're going to have to start doing that because your running game isn't as efficient.
Lo, let me ask you this. And I told the guys, Clark looked like Jerome Brown or Reggie White yesterday. How concerned are you about the right side of this?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Minor line.
Yeah, just I really thought that you looked at Green Bay, and you know Green Bay is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's one guy that's a staple, and you know what he's going to do and how consistent he can play. But I did thought the Niners would play better, you know, against that Green Bay's front. I thought they were going to push them around. We talked last week, and I said, is it going to be one in the trenches? It's going to be running an offense and defensive line, physicality. They're going to have to establish the run and do some things. And they couldn't do it with consistency. You saw last night, the San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay looked more like the team that had played like the Niners as far as running the ball with consistency, 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust, winning on first and second down, and ran through this supposed to be this best defensive front we've seen in a while. They were rolling through them. The Niners had to rotate because guys were getting tired because the Green Bay was having success running and passing. So you saw Green Bay actually wear the Niners out. And that's the Niners protocol. That's their bell call, is to be able to wear teams out because they can run, pass, dink and dunk, do the things that they're used to doing. Didn't see it there yesterday, guys. And the Niners, they know that they have some work to do. Still a very good team. It's young and early in the season. I'm just saying they got to get more effective on running the ball. And but by all means, guys, they got to do a better job in pass coverages, especially in prevent, especially into the game, but also man-to-man coverage. Man-to-man coverage, they got beat up. You might not have to play as much man. You might have to look at this and say, I don't know if we can play as much man coverage as we've been playing, because you're seeing that there is some leakage there because teams are saying 1-2-3, we're going to let the ball go and we'll get a PI because these guys don't trust their technique. We're going to complete the pass.
Yeah, leakage is never a good thing, Lo, in almost no. In almost any avenue. Lo Neal, Lunch with Lo every Monday here with Steiny Guru and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How big are these next two? Because you see what Calamari's doing, extra crispy. Yeah. With a side of pesto aioli or however you like to roll. And the Rams look to be the best team in football. How big are these next 2 weeks? And would the bye week be a time where maybe you look for Trey Lance to take the job?
Wow. I'll start with the
two-part
question.
Two-part question.
That is a compound question. But yeah, the second part is, I don't know if Trey Lance is ready to take necessarily the job. I don't know if Trey Lance is – I don't think he's a better – passer right now. Put it this way. He doesn't understand defenses and the coverage as well as Jimmy G. But we've seen that. Now, athletically, yes, we know he is. Now, I can tell you this. I don't know if it's the bye week, but if it's week 7 or 8 or 9 when this team, if it starts to flutter and they're not in a position where playoffs is, you definitely have to turn it over to Trey Lance and take your lumps and say, we got to do this and we're going to turn the page. I don't think that you're there, even close to being there, but I do think that you're going to have to widen your packages with Trey Lance, because you do need to spark a run and you need to spark something that's going to keep teams a little bit more honest, especially because the running game's not going where it needs to be right now. And these next two weeks, you're right. You look at the Rams do look like they have their quarterback and their defense is playing well. So yes, these next 2 weeks, you're playing some two teams that are both undefeated, you know, out here in the West.
Hey, Lo, well, that's not true, Lo. The Seahawks are 1-2, but hey, you know, I'll let you go on that, buddy. They're still a good team, right?
No, I said two teams that are in the West that are undefeated is the Rams and as an Arizona.
Sonny. Arizona, yeah. He dropped the buddy on you, Lo. I wouldn't let him get away with that.
So I know. I know.
You got to get Lo thoughts on Talib. Yeah. Lo, I don't want to upset you, but we were watching the game yesterday, Jacksonville, Arizona. Talib and Gus Johnson doing a great job. He used Calamari on you. I was like, oh, I got to tell Lo.
Yeah, they know, baby. You got to throw the calamari.
They stole it from you?
Yeah. They stole it from me. You know, okay. It's just calamari, it's always good. And I tell you right now, guys, this guy, believe it or not, calamari, you look at what my man's doing, Stafford, what he's doing in with the Rams, and Carr. Is Carr, is those three guys, not
MVP?
The three front runners, MVP, can you believe it? Everyone's talking about run Carr out of town. But this Fresno kids, they're starting to show you guys that they can play at a high level.
I'll leave you with this, Lo. The Jimmy G, Derek Carr thing, I tell you who would win that one now. A couple months ago, it would have been Jimmy, but you got to go.
Somebody
with
new
right
wins
now.
That every 3 months, though. Let's be honest.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, you give
Hey, Lo, for the people out there, for the billions, what's the date of your jersey retirement at Fresno State for all of us who are dying to take in a Bulldog?
I'm going.
Absolutely. Well, boys, you know what? I'm going to have a VIP for you guys, you three. Steiny, you'll be the main, the feature for we can, you know, pay, you know. But no, definitely.
I'd love to go down there. I'll go.
No, let me know. If you three guys come down, seriously, I'll make sure you guys are set up and everything's great. Have a little after party. It's going to be pretty nice. I'm just excited. I mean,
nice. October 23rd?
October 23rd.
Yes. And, I'm there, Diaz. Let's do it.
I'm being told that the luxury suite we'll be sitting in is actually a tractor behind the south end zone.
I love you, man. Get down there, Lo. Do they have anything as good down there as like a 3-star hotel?
Oh, bro, they got action. They got action in Fresno.
Yes, I got juice at golf courses.
We can make a little run now.
I think it'd be fun.
Let's do it, man. That would be.
Do we have a place to stay down there, Lo?
Steiny, I'll take care of you. Yeah, Steiny, we can stay in one of Lo's slumlord apartments.
Rentals.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, Lo. We may organize a road trip, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, sounds good, guys. But I want you guys to relax. This team is still a good team, but they that they have a lot of things to do.
All right. That's Lorenzo Neal.
My man.
You can see why he's one of our favorites.
Road trip for y'all.
All right.
No.
On the other side, we will we'll get into some Kyle's mad props. I think we'll probably get into some lock of the day or lock of the week or whatever we're doing. And also, just to kind of pass along a little bit of Golden State Warriors media day news. Just a touch, and it's kind of interesting. It's all sponsored by Exergen Thermometers. Accuracy matters. Not sure if you have COVID. Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe and learn more at Exergen.com.
Who's in the middle of that defense? A guy by the name of Fletcher? Help me out, Guru. Cox! This team.
Now, back to a Monster Monday with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
So what I heard Lo say, guys, in the previous segment, of course, Lorenzo Neal, great fullback, is...
No.
No, you are, Lo. You are. You're among the greatest fullbacks of all time. Right? Top.
My number one.
Go to hell, Dibs.
What's that?
My number one. Him, Vontae Leach, and Sam Gash. I got Lo first.
Yeah, I got him about ninth.
Man.
God, Steiner.
Nothing like a post-interview tough guy. Yeah,
exactly. You know what?
Exactly.
Actually, come to think of it, I got him in my top three. I want to go to Fresno on the 23rd.
I know. Hey, we'll see you there,
Lo. I got permission already. I'm ready if we go.
Yeah. Oh, you get the hall pass.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about the backyard barbecue, though?
That's great, but it's the boogie. We'll get somebody to fill
that's right.
You're doing a great job.
Exactly. We can still get our boogie on, no doubt.
Yeah. Big concert at Chase Center Saturday. Any of you four want to come with me? Bell, Biv, DeVoe, and friends. It's going to be rocking. Your boy can get you in.
Okay.
I may be in a little trouble for saying that on the air, but yeah, I can help you out.
What? Man. Oh, wait, Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go.
What other friends?
Well, maybe the other Steiny can. Yeah. The new Steiny. Yeah.
Maybe.
Dibs,
maybe.
You can come.
Appreciate it.
So it sounds like who's playing again? It sounded like there were seven bands playing.
Oh, it's probably 25. Bell, Biv, DeVoe, and friends. So like Genuine, you know, Key Sweat, a bunch of R&B
groups. And that Genuine spells it differently, doesn't he?
Yeah, G-I-N-U-W-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Pony is what he's known for.
Genuine, not genuine.
Yeah.
I'm on
I know
it.
That. That I know. That's why I was asking about it.
Hello, Kyle.
Anyway.
What is going on here?
You know what? You're hitting that too soon, Spinoni. You got to give that another 5 seconds because I was going to – what I really heard Lorenzo Neal say on the previous segment is – I don't think he thinks that they can get this running game to where it needs to be with the personnel they have right now, combined with maybe some trouble they have on the right side of that line.
And then that would be checkmate for Guru, as you and I have said, it's more of a system that, you know, they don't necessarily need a top flight back. And, you know, if I see it again like that, where it's not only that they weren't getting anything on the ground, it's that Kyle wouldn't even try. And I mentioned this in the first half, they ran the ball a total of 8 times. And it wasn't Trey Sermon getting 8 looks at it. Trey Sermon got 3 carries, and Juszczyk got 2. And then it was Kittle, Debo, and the Trey Lance touchdown, 8 carries for 15 yards. So they abandoned the run pretty early, other than, you know, some trickery. Some, yeah. I told you there'd be jet sweep runs, and we saw a couple of those with, you know, motion that turned into ball carrier. But hearing Lowe say that makes me a little bit more concerned than I was a couple hours ago, because the guy knows a thing or two about the run game.
Can I add one thing to what I thought Lowe said, guys? That Trey Sermon is not a good fit. And I know it's a short sample size. He was wasn't activated week one. But, Stoney, what I saw yesterday ain't it. I mean, again, I was talking about who is Elijah Mitchell. He's fast. He hits a hole quick, like Mostert. But our guy was lumbering last night, and when you go get a good tuxedo, you got to make sure it fits. I'm wondering how much noise we're going to moving forward if Sermon isn't that back. What Kyle saw to draft him, guys?
I mean, I can only assume that he thought he would fit. I mean, I think the bigger issue is where are the guys from this past draft class? Obviously Aaron Banks has not played yet.
Man.
And this is where you say what you want, but Trey Lance isn't playing either. So you had a really high pick who at this point, and I know he's quarterback of the future, that's fine, but that doesn't mean anything right this minute. You're getting zero production out of that position. So, look, they're still 2-1. They got 2 big division games. You know, you guys had the 49ers going 11-6?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, they're still in that ball game.
I had them losing that game. So
Dibs?
Yeah, I'm 3-3.
Okay.
I did. Just thinking about coming off the 2-game road trip and Green Bay being a good team. Now, that being said, my pick was the Niners by 10 points. So I was wrong in the moment, but my long-term forecast is still about where it should be. But, Goo, you look at 2-1 with these injuries, and another guy you didn't mention, Steiny, is Ambry Thomas, who they took in the third round, who's a cornerback, and you need cornerbacks. So maybe he gets elevated this week. It would be a little scary to have, you know, D'Amador Lenore, who was your 5th-round pick, and then your 3rd-round pick both starting, because I don't know if this secondary is going to make you reminiscent of the 81 secondary where they started 3 rookies that year, including a guy by the name of Ronnie Lott. So unless these guys can, you know, Eric Wright, unless these guys
talked
can come
last
in.
Night.
Yeah, Carlton Williamson. If they can. You talked to Eric Wright last night?
Yeah, Shamar and I did the post game. He called in. So, yeah,
good.
He's had a lot to say about the lack of defense, Steiny.
What did he say about the secondary? Yeah.
That, they need to get their S together. And once you put on the jersey, no excuses. They got to go out there and make plays. And nobody's feeling sorry for anybody. He came over the top and started. I was like, oh. So he saw it. Aaron Rodgers, ate him up.
Interesting. Troy. Troy's in San Jose. Hey, Troy.
Yeah, I just get tired of hearing. I mean, the 49ers are fine. You guys judge this team on one game. And then it seems like you guys judge the Niners on play by play. I mean, I hear they can't sustain drives and they can't wear out the D. They had the 3rd quarter, they had a 7-minute drive, I believe. And the 4th quarter, they had a go ahead drive to basically win it with 30 seconds left, 37 seconds. I mean, I hear a lot of weird things coming out. I don't see a problem, with the running backs either. I mean, this is one game. Shanahan might not have been calling plays to run to the outside. I mean, I don't know. I know Lowe's, a Hall of Famer, maybe, but, you know, I don't know. I just get tired of hearing it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, look, this wasn't the only game. First of all, outside the first game, they haven't run the ball that well. And the reason that I would say it is a big issue is because it's the number one priority for their offense is to run the ball. So if they can't run the ball, they're going to have problems in all the carryover areas, essentially.
And I think you saw in that second half the drive that got them back in the game where they went in, they made some adjustments, and they got Trey Sermon the ball on the ground in places where he could make plays. And it was really that quick hitter zone read where – you know, you take the snap and you give it to him right away. It's not the one where you slowly have him at the mesh point and he'll either pull it or he won't. So those quick hitters, and those weren't stretch plays to the outside all the way to the wide nine area. They were more in the interior of the line. Maybe those runs you look to more with Trey Sermon going forward as your back because he doesn't have that big burst to get outside.
And to the caller's point, guys, last week this time, I know, Stoney, you were like, "Ooh, Dibs, you're not happy." And I wasn't happy because I saw warts. But if somebody's going to call this show and say, "Hey, relax, they're 2-1, nothing to see here," I got nothing for you. But I watched the game differently. And, Stoney, you talked about my prediction. In my gut, I know this is not right. I feel like they're 1-2. I don't feel like they gave me any more confidence in Philly. And guess what? I know Rodgers is not hurt, but the chickens came home to roost. Everything that I saw for, you know, foreshadowing to be a problem, it was on display yesterday. And now you got a game in 6 days, and I don't know, Eric Wright's not walking through that door. Either is Frank Gore. This is an issue because not only are you not playing well, you're hurt. And you just can't go sign people up off the street. So to the caller's point, it's bigger than that. And we're talking about what we did last week and all last night, everything. No pass rush. I mean, none at all. That I could have got opened on them last night. 37 seconds to close a win. This was supposed to be the staple of this team, this defense. And you said it early, and I'll be quiet. We got robbed of seeing what this defense was without Buckner. And now I think that's not too old to go back to and say, was that the right play?
It's too old to go back to.
Well, I was going to say, it's been brought up since it happened. When do we close the book on that? I don't know.
It's closed, and that book is on the top shelf, and you don't want to look at that. You don't want to look at that book again. Yeah. And, you know, Eric Armstead is the guy that you chose to pay of the two. And, you know, he's been good. He hasn't been that impactful. And that's where you look around the entire defensive line. If they're going to chip Bosa, and it seems like they did every single time, whether it was the tight end on his way out or the running back getting a piece of him on his way out, they were making sure that Nick Bosa didn't beat him after the first series. Well, then somebody else is not getting chipped. And where is D Ford on the other side? Where's Armstead in the middle, and DJ Jones and the rest? It was a pretty quiet game from that D-line.
Yeah, you're right, Dibs. It was. Lamont in Oakland. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about last night because I feel that I heard that what Stoney was saying was like, you know, the best case scenario is they want to keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, you know. And in order to keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, you got to do three things. You can't turn the ball over, number one, which they did twice. You also have to have a good running game, right? And your defense has to be stellar. That's how you play, has to be stellar. That's how you play good keep away football from great players. So that last drive, I honestly don't even fault the defense because we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. And you know if he has the ball in his hands. And mind you, after the kickoff, they had got the ball at the 30. You go 30 to the 30, that's what? You go 50 yards. Aaron Rodgers can get 50 yards in 40 seconds, okay? That's not a big thing that is like, oh, I'm surprised he actually did that. So the reality is that you have to outscore a team like that. Like when you play teams that have great quarterbacks, you got to almost pencil in that they're going to get 30, right? So 28 is not going to be enough. And the problem with this, because when you don't have the running game, when you aren't able to play keep away from something like that, you're not going to be able to score enough points. And so the formula for keep away only works if you cut down on turnovers, right? And they turned it over twice. That's just the reality. And Jimmy turned it over twice. And also you got to have the running game, right? And your defense has to be top-notch. The Niners' defense is pretty good, but it's not top-notch like it used to be. And so all these warts are going to show even more when your quarterback is not able to overcome obstacles like Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay's defense isn't great.
No, you're right.
Green Bay's defense
it's not.
Is, you know, they're not a great defensive team. Their offensive line is okay, but Aaron Rodgers is great enough to hide those warts, right? And that's why I think a lot of people are stressing the quarterback and being nitpicky at Jimmy, so to speak, is because unless everything goes perfectly, they're not going to be able to beat the best teams in the league. So when people say, why are people tripping about the Niners losing this game, it's that we're measuring them up to a Super Bowl caliber. That's why
well,
things are glaring.
You know what? Thank you for that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. I think he said it. We're looking at this team like a Super Bowl team, and I don't think we should look.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.